therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The holidays are meant to be a time of joy and happiness for family and friends in our community. Do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember, safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from Walker Manufacturing Company. In the business world, there are certain companies and individuals that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust. Such is the case with Walker Manufacturing Company, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614, Walker Manufacturing Company.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Dan here at American Freedom Network, and certainly the world is facing all sorts of crises. Certainly there's the very real threat of some sort of a conflict in the Middle East. The revolution continues over there with Egypt and Tunisia and Libya having fallen, and certainly Syria involved in a serious civil war, and Turkey been moved from the pro-Western to the Islamic side of the equation. Lebanon's government now is pretty well under the control of the Islamists, and certainly here in America we're having all sorts of financial problems. We're not certain what is going to happen. We have the Operation Wall Street movement. It's a revolutionary movement. And it's not just American. It's carefully coordinated all throughout the world. And then there's the situation as far as Israel. What's going to happen to Israel? Certainly, there are all sorts of threats and counter-threats going on over there. Well, with us this morning to keep us abreast, at least as far as what's happening in Israel, is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter, who was forced to leave Israel because, he was challenging the establishment and bringing out the truth, and because of threats on his life, he's moved to the United States. Barry, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
You go right ahead and bring us up to date with what's happening.
Well, I wouldn't call it up to date. I'm going to start with an article I wrote last week, which is really not up to date.
All right, go ahead.
Well, it is up to date if you know how to draw parallels, and we'll dive into that, I suppose, soon. But the article began with a picture of my maternal family in 1948. This was sent to me by my cousin in New York, and, well, that's a very worried family. Just 4 years before, 4 and 5 years before, again, this is my aunt who passed the information where her family was from, and I got a searing document of what became of the town. It's called Miedrzec. It's in Poland. I got a report on how they were wiped out, and that's what I reprinted. And let's just start with the background. The town itself, they were opposed to Hasidic Judaism. They consider themselves very modern, but still religious. That was the town. The villages were all in the majority, were Hasidic. And during the Holocaust, the Nazis brought the Hasidim into town and forced them into the new ghetto they had just created. And you have, well, what appears to me, what you've got is a picture of Judea and Samaria today. You've got the Hasidim. They're living there mostly because at the time the apartments were cheaper. And you've got the equivalent of the Mitnagdim, that's the religious Zionists. And they're all crunched together in the little ghetto of Judea and Samaria, trying to survive, really mortal threats. I mean, it's their existence is far from secure. And they live with the knowledge that, they have no allies. And you've got the same thing that you had in the early 40s, you've got in Judea and Samaria. Now, what, I'll put a little background into this. It wasn't a complete loss, just about, but the Russians and the Poles, look, over Poland, the Germans and the Russians divided the country, and when they had a pact, Russia had the east and Germany had the west, and but that changed in 41 when the Germans broke the pact, and what was Russian territory became German territory. Now, in Medvedchuk, well, the Russians pulled out. That's what they did. The Russians pulled out, and 2,000 of the Jews, the young ones, escaped the Holocaust by just retreating with the Russians. They looked at the situation. They said, worst of two evils. The Russians weren't the Nazis, and they went with the Russians, and we hope that the majority survived. But that's all the survival that took place, because every single man, woman, and child in Medvedchuk was murdered. But there's a question, and I know the answer. And it's an answer that my religious Zionist Jewish friends and correspondents have not written me back about, because in the back of their mind, they have the same conclusion. And that is, why didn't the Haredi youth escape with the Russians? And the answer is because they're amongst the Hasidim, you have rabbis that told them that God would never abandon us and he's about to send in his Messiah. Now, the truth of the matter is, God did abandon them and there was no Messiah. Now, what you've got in Israel, look, these rabbis have found all kinds of justifications to say the slaughter will never happen again, and they've applied it to Israel, that this is different. We're not in Europe. We're in our homeland, so God will not abandon us, and he will send his Messiah. Now, this delusion is going to see the Hasidic community slaughtered. Outright defense. They have no defenses. Very few join the army or police. Very few. And you've got the same thing that you had in the 40s. The Jews are thinking that the Messiah is going to come, and meanwhile, they're going to be slaughtered. Now, in this report, this very, very searing and horrific report about the slaughter of every, after that, every Jew in Medvedchuk was killed. Everyone. Now, in this article of mine, I highlighted a fact that was so obvious. I mean, it's so obvious that the Jews themselves had the Nazis.
Hold the thought, Barry. Hold the thought.
Right.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemin.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess Barry Shamish, who's talking to us today about Israel and what has happened in the past to the Jewish population in Poland, and then, of course, drawing this similarity to what's going on in Israel today. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, the Nazis appointed their Jewish governors. They got a bunch of Jews, and they did serious psychological reports. They found that Jews with a low status in their community were very willing to see their status upraised by working with the Nazis. Now, you can only assume that they were told that they would be the sole survivors. But these Jewish police went, well, without them, the Nazis' Holocaust would have taken years more. They knew who the Jews were. They knew, they knew everything about the community. And they informed the Nazis. And if there was something of danger to the Nazis, they wouldn't just kill the perpetrators. They'd kill a good portion of the community. Now, you've got this problem that the Nazis figured out that Jews would betray their own people. They found a formula, and this formula worked. It was a great formula from their point of view. The problem is that same formulas that work in Israel, where you've got the Judenrat and the Jewish police running around Judea and Samaria, not working for the people whatsoever. They're working to get rid of them. And, well, the people there are, I won't give stories, but there are plenty of stories about how hopeful they believe that their police and their army are on their side, and it's a matter of just changing the Knesset. And again, this delusion, this utter delusion that the Jewish police, who in the 40s were working for the Nazis to slaughter every Jew, you've got the same thing in Israel. You've got the Jewish police, and they haven't used the word, well, slaughter. They have picked off victims who oppose their way. And this is the core of the problem in Israel today. You've got, they're not the Nazis, they're the Jewish police. And the Jewish police and the Judenrat are working for outsiders who bear terrible will towards the Jew. you've got the same situation. And that, by the way, is a flat-out fact that, well, the Jews of Judea and Samaria, who are in terrific danger, just can't acknowledge it. And they know it in the back of their mind that the government isn't working for them, and they can't go to the police because the police are going to take the side of the Arabs. But they just, for some reason, are repeating history and just softening the blow. It will come. This blow will come. Now, in the Midrashic, there were five slaughters, but two are important to me, I think. The Jews there by spring of 42, they knew about the extermination camps because there was a tremendous escape from Treblinka by the Chianchi brothers. And they came to Midrashic and they warned again. They escaped from Treblinka, and they're still so naive. They told the Jewish, the Judenrat, that they are slaughtering the Jews. No one's going to come out of here alive. And, well, what did the Judenrat do? They had them shot. They tracked them down, and they killed the brothers. The Germans probably were the murderers, but it couldn't have been done without the Judenrat. And they also were armed, and they went on hunts for Jews, and they shot Jews. Now, this phenomenon that you can infiltrate the Jews and make, well, you can actually slaughter every one of them in Europe. But these Jewish police found out the truth. When one brave Jew, this guy I related to, of that horrible story that report told, Chaim Foga had enough of the Nazis. He saw that there was no escape. He cooked up a little acid and threw it in the face of a German soldier. Well, for that, the Germans had enough of it. They rounded up the police and the Judenrat, and they shot them all on the spot dead. Now, there's a lesson in here. The leaders of Israel have sold their souls to outsiders, and they're creating a reality that has nothing to do with the body politic of Israel. They're creating laws, they're creating, well, we'll get into that shortly, about what kind of a state they've created. They're not working for the Jews. They're working for the outsiders. Now, that's a broad statement, but I got more than a few books out there that point by point exposes all this. But the leaders of Israel should know something from the lesson of Midrashic. If they think they're going to survive, they're wrong. They're just as doomed as anyone else. They're finished. And if they don't understand that, in fact, they're in the same boat and that selling out body and soul to, for now, the outsiders isn't going to help their survival one little bit. Somehow that message, well, it won't get through. If history taught us anything last century, nothing can stop the destruction of the Jews. And it's the same situation in Israel, certainly in Judea and Samaria, as it was in the 40s in Europe. It just hasn't over... The apple cart is about to be overturned, but it's been a slow killing of their leadership. It's been a guided effort to get the Jews out of Judea and Samaria, hopefully mostly alive, but if not, we'll live with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that section
ahead.
Done.
All right, Barry, I certainly am as concerned as you are about the things and the events that are unfolding in Israel today, and certainly the leadership loyalty is not to the Jewish people. Go right ahead.
Well, look, the Jews keep fighting back, but they find out, I'll give you an example of how they find out that their leadership is on the other side. The Likud party, that is the party of Netanyahu, submitted a bill to the Knesset, and it's about time this bill was submitted. The Israeli Supreme Court, they call it the High Court, but same thing, Supreme High, to get in, to be a judge, well, there's no vetting process. It's like your friends are on the court, and you share the same points of view with them, so you get in. The court appoints the court, if you can believe that. That's the exact situation in Israel. This bill would be like in the States, for instance. It would be a copy of the States. In the States, a Supreme Court nominee has to be thoroughly vetted by the Senate and has to pass a Senate vote. And that way, in theory, you keep the Supreme Court, Democratic. Israel doesn't have this. And, well, the bill is submitted. The majority of the country want this bill. They want justice. They're not getting it because the Supreme Court is a far, far left-wing body that makes sure that, well, what can you say? Look at what would happen if this bill passed. The Supreme Court warned it would be ruled unconstitutional by them. They have the power to overturn the bill. The whole thing is ridiculous. The Supreme Court's got more power than the Knesset. Well, when this bill was introduced, all of a sudden, six of Netanyahu's cabinet, and remember, that includes Labor, that includes Barak. It's not like it was just from the Likud, but also the Likud, I mean, this is ridiculous. The education minister, his name is Gideon Sa'ar, he broke ranks and warned that the bill could politicize the appointments of justices on the high court. That's what the bill is introduced not to do. Talk about the big lie. Nonetheless, Netanyahu supposedly bowed to pressures. Supposedly. It doesn't matter. He postponed the vote on the bill, and what that means is it'll never come up ever again, and the Supreme Court will rule over the majority with a vastly different agenda than they have. Bill number one killed. Now, bill number, two and three, actually, it'll be killed. Just wait. It's too rational. In the end, Netanyahu will, as I say, he's a really sly fox. He's working against the people of Israel. Look, his background is just, he got started because of the Council on Foreign Relations. He got started because of Bush and Pearl and Kissinger. They put him in power. And again, you get my books and you can have a year by year how Netanyahu got where he is today. So what he did is he postponed the bill, and that's the end of bill number one. Bill number two is badly, badly needed, again, for democracy. Again, what you've gotten is where all these non-government organizations with endless cash coming mostly from Europe and even from European governments. Now, you don't have that in America. You're not allowed to be a foreign government. You've got something called the American Foreign Agent Registration Act. It requires all charities and funds that accept foreign funds to register as foreign agents. You can't just have countries abroad affecting your politics. Now, this is what's going on in Israel, and obviously the most affected group are going to be the far left, who get literally Israelis don't donate to these people. You need Norwegians and you need Belgians. They're the ones who are donating big time to these organizations. And bill number one would limit the amount of money that a foreigner could give to these organizations to about $5,500. I suppose there would be plenty of ways around that. But nonetheless, the law would make the donations minimal, $5,500. By the second bill, it slaps a big tax on any donation that came from foreign governments, like 45%. That's the tax. Now, look, these are obvious bills. They should have been passed 50 years ago. It shouldn't exist. You shouldn't have a country who's digging away and chipping away at your government that's being supported by people who really don't like Jews. But that's what you've got in Israel. But right now, the arguments arguments, you know, about democracy and this is restricting freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff. What it's doing is trying its best to strengthen the democratic nature of Israel. Oops, I hear the music.
All right, we'll be back at this moment with Barry Shamet here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
problem is that most Americans don't really understand that there are forces that control most of the governments of the world, certainly. In Israel, why Netanyahu was formerly a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was placed in position of power today by Kissinger, and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can call it whatever you will, but there is a small group of very powerful people who rule the world and are moving the nations of this world towards ultimately destruction. And so before we go on, Barry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books, your DVDs, and get your to your PayPal button?
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. And you'll get to a good selection of books. Now, my website is barrychamish.com. This latest article is in the article section up there. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of the main page. If you're really nice and you give me a donation, I will reward you with a heartfelt gift. And I'm speaking rarely, but I'm speaking again this month in southern Florida. So if you want me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right.
Very good. Let's go ahead with the story here now.
Right. Now, look, the bill to restrict foreign contributions to Israeli political organizations, and by the way, the list is... you know, like Peace Now and Doctors for Peace, and they all get their donations from Europe. But sell them, the whole list of them. But there are American donors. Soros is a big donor to something called J Street. Israel wants to put an end to that. I promise you, it hasn't happened yet, but I promise you this bill will go the way of the Supreme Court change bill. Netanyahu will postpone it, and that'll be that. The government, it's a new reality that Israelis wake up to every day. They've got one reality that's based on the ground. The government has another reality that's based on manipulation, and the two they try and get them to match, but they don't. They don't get them to match. You're going to see these bills go, and the far left groups get their money from the enemies of Judaism. That too, that's a prediction, but I say that one goes as well. Look, even when you report, you know, obvious serious crimes to the Israel police, they're not going to take you seriously, and. If you live in Judea and Samaria, you may as well be dead to them. Look, I spoke on the show before. There were a couple of women, Nadia Matar, Yehudit Katzover, who confronted a group of three Arabs who were pulling out their olive trees in what is Israeli land. They called the police because they were assaulted by these three people. And the police arrive, and, well, the story ends with them going free, Matar and Katzover having two complaints against them, and they have to go back to be further interrogated. They called the police because they were assaulted, and they ended up the assaulters. Now, this is what happens when you depend on the Jewish police now. You don't get a police force, you get the enemy. Now, what happened is that Katzover and Matar they patrol their areas. This is one of the last Jewish groups. Really, there are not others. what makes them outstanding is they exist at all, who are trying to protect their land in Judea and Samaria. They caught the United Nations twice. They filmed the UN going with the Arabs, their assailants, to get their opinion and their views on what really happened. That will eventually become the truth. No matter what, they don't even ask the Jews what really happened. They caught the United Nations there twice. The United Nations, Israel gives them permission to do whatever the UN does, but not on their land. And they caught them, they filmed them, and they submitted a complaint to the foreign minister, Lieberman, and they said, what is the UN doing on our land? We didn't give them permission. They have no mandate. They have no right. What are they doing on our land? Now, I can assure you of this. Nothing will be made of this complaint. Nothing. This is the Israeli government in action. Why they even bother? I mean, you just have nowhere to go. Why they even bother to write a letter to the foreign ministry, and this will raise their hopes, and they'll think it's being taken care of, and it's not, and they will be given like a few months to think that they had some effect, and then they'll lose their bluster, and the issue will go away. That's what they do. They're not investigated. And this incident, why the UN, is a darn good question. Who let the UN in to Jewish lands without permission or a mandate? Well, forget it. That's going to go straight in and out of in the garbage can and out to the landfill, and they won't understand that the government is not taking them seriously. Look, I'll give you one example. This week, the Supreme Court, that body of justice that will never be democratically elected, gave, it's a little complicated. What it says is the Supreme Court made all Arab illegal housing legalized in Judea and Samaria. The Arabs put up illegal houses everywhere. They don't get permits from any city. They just put them up. Now, if a Jew puts up so much as a tool shed, that tool shed will be bulldozed. But the Supreme Court handed the mandate over housing to a little unit of the army, which in effect Israel gave the Arabs on their land in Judea and Samaria. Well, they just legitimize all the illegal housing for Arabs only.
Hang on there. But ladies and gentlemen, the world is run by more different people than most people imagine, as is the United States, where we have one political party with two branches. One is the Republican, the other is the Democrats.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is Morning Barry's Jamish, last segment of the program. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, we'll go on about these foreigners changing the character of Israel. But one, again, this is an Israeli issue, but it's a big deal. And most people, I don't think, can relate to this. The ambulances in Israel, they're called Magen David Adom, right, the Red Star of David. On every ambulance, coming to you and along the side, is a symbol, the Red Shield of David. Last week, they were all removed from the ambulances in Judea and Samaria, and they were replaced with some sort of doodle. They're still debating what the new symbol even is. But the Jews there were furious. This was a pride to them. This was their famous ambulance corps that has saved them innumerable victims from terrorism and disasters, not to mention road accidents. Well, what it comes down to is they noticed immediately that their ambulances no longer have Star of David on it. And, well, they got furious. Volunteers stopped going to their posts at the ambulance centers, and there were these stickers printed up with Red Stars of David. They were put on the ambulances by unknown assailants, whatever sticker putter on her is. They were trying to overturn this. So a little investigation was done. And it turns out that the International Red Cross, well, they don't like the Star of David. And they demanded that the Israeli branch get rid of him. And the Israeli branch did. Now, why they have to be allied with the International Red Cross is beyond me. What do they get out of that? But pressure was put on to get rid of the symbol of the Israeli ambulance service. And worse, this is just stage one. All the ambulances of Israel are going to have any symbol they want, so long as it's not a red shield of David. Now, this is a blow. Believe it or not, this is a more serious blow than what I'm describing. You just don't relinquish the symbol of your hospital services because someone in Switzerland decided they don't like a Star of David. Needless to say, the Arabs still have their crescent and cross on their ambulances, and the Christians still have the crosses on theirs. Only the Star of David was removed. And if I were Israelis, I would have a real big chip on my shoulder about that one.
Well, I understand why. Anyway, I think people don't understand that nationalism, religion are under attack today. And just as they here in the United States, they've taken God and prayer, a Christian prayer, out of our schools because there's a conspiracy against the Christian religion. So there's really a conspiracy against the Jewish religion, of all places, Israel, and their symbols, which is the Star of David. Go ahead.
Well, again, the Star of David's on the flag of Israel. It's only the number one symbol of Israel removed from the ambulances. Just try and imagine how hurtful that act is. Look, it just goes on and on. I'm just going to glance over this because we spoke about this shooting in the Joseph's tomb of the Likud stalwart Limor Livnat. Her nephew, Ben Yosef Livnat, was killed by the PLO when he was visiting a religious site. And the government wouldn't acknowledge it. Come on, the PLO are our peace partners. They don't kill Jews. So they blocked it and blocked it. Now, the survivors sought compensation that they were in a terror act. Well, I'm just going to shift to the end. There was a lawsuit, and this judge agreed that he was killed in a terror act and that those who survived should be given compensation by the state. Now, that was a private judge. It wasn't the Supreme High Court. It was out of the hands of those twisting and manipulating reality in Israel, and was a small victory. The point is, it's showing that the government is lying and covering up for the PLO. And even a cabinet minister's nephew can die shot by the PLO. That's who shot him. All the witnesses say so. And the Israeli government will cover up for the PLO, for the Arabs. So a little bit of a breakthrough, but it was more of an example. You can't trust a word the government says. It's not working for the people. That's putting it mildly. The depth of this, what it means is that there were a lot of dead bodies out there who were getting a little too creative, and they were thinking a little too clearly, and they just got rid of them. What's going on in Judea and Samaria is a nightmare for the people, but the people somehow, they keep on going and they don't think about it. And again, beginning with my original article, that's what happened in the 40s. For some reason, the Jews can't face reality when it's really, really not the reality anyone wants to face. They just turn off their sense of logic. Just happens. Somebody knows how to do it, and it's going on. Now, what I'm going to finish with is something that I said on this show so many times before, that Yasser Arafat died of AIDS. And that's kind of a big cover-up in the Arab world. Well, for one thing, they hide their homosexuality. It's rampant in the Arab world, rampant.
We're out of time, Barry. God bless. We live in an evil and fallen world, and the Israeli government does not represent the Israeli people any more than the American government represents the American people. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Christo Perry's message is that Israel, the nation of Israel, is controlled by outside forces. And that same thing is true here in America. But basically, we have what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, but they control both political parties, the military, the banking system, the commercial system, our major corporations. They control the leaders of both political parties, our educational system, our great tax-exempt foundations, and the media. And as a result of it, of course, we don't really have representative government. We have a small group who seized control of the American government so that they could use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you'd like to get the CDs of the conference we had a couple of weeks ago, they are available. There are 5 of them, 4 talks, and then the panel. They're each about an hour and a half long. If you'd like to get the great new tape set we have with John Loftus, it's called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. 4 of my interviews with John Loftus going into the Holocaust and so much about the Holocaust you've never really even heard. And yet, of course, John Loftus had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And while he was employed by the Justice Department to track down the people who were responsible for the murder of 2 million Jews in Belarus, while he was employed by one segment of the Justice Department, another segment of the Justice Department was protecting the murderers, and they were living in New Jersey where they had plush government jobs. The world is run by far different people than you imagine, and we're hurtling towards terrible, terrible times. The economy is collapsing. The power of the government is being expanded in the name of preserving our freedom. Occupy Wall Street movement is being used, the first step in the revolutionary movement here. Most of the people involved are simply being used as useful idiots, but the leadership is well-financed and well-trained. You're seeing the beginning of the breakdown of our society, and of course this will be used to justify the imposition of martial law. Understand what's going on. We hope you go to my website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day at that address. You can certainly hear our program 24 hours a day. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, it's 760-LOWSS11, 760 LOWSS11. If you have a shortwave, you can hear our programs 9 hours a day. A shortwave, if you have a KU band satellite, you can hear us 9 hours a day. 3 hours a day on shortwave, And then, of course, we have stations across America. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-